Hello, darling. It's nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're still a woman that you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? I hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? I guess I'm doing all right. Except I can't sleep and I cry all night till dawn. So sorry that I did you wrong.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and tonight I'm bringing you the last show in my three-part series on gay country music. I started out a month ago with the history of gay country music, part one, and then slipped in an extra show 2 weeks ago tracing homophobia in country music. You know, those songs by straight artists who just love to make gay people the butt of their very stereotypical jokes. You can hear those two shows at my site at www.queermusicheritage.com. And some folks also like to go to my site while they're listening, so they can follow the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings as they hear me talk about them. And what I'm talking about tonight is part two of the history. On this show, I'm going to continue where I left off, around the mid-90s, and bring you up to date, trying to share with you as many as I can of the recent country recordings by gay and lesbian artists. I opened the show with the country classic, Hello Darlin', but of course that was not Conway Twitty. This time around it was done by Gretchen Phillips and appeared on her 1998 album, Songs to Save Your Soul. She's become one of our musical heroes thanks to her wide influence as a member of a number of different bands, like Two Nice Girls, Girls in the Nose, Lord Douglas Phillips, the Gretchen Phillips Experience, and her solo work. While in Two Nice Girls, she wrote the marvelous I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer, which you heard on this show last month. The style of her music can certainly vary, but there's always been a healthy sprinkling of country. I'm going to share with you a lot of different artists tonight, and this will be mainly from the last 10 to 12 years. To squeeze in as many as possible, you'll mostly hear clips of the songs, but I think enough to whet your appetites. And we'll make time for some special interview comments by some of my favorites, like Jeff Miller, Mark Weigel, and a couple of others. And as I said on my first show, country music covers a lot of ground, and I want to be as inclusive as possible, so not everyone is going to sound like Dwight Yoakam or Tammy Wynette. Next, I'm going to pair up two artists not really known for country music, but they sure know how to make good country music when they want. And I know they won't mind being paired up, as they are good friends. First is Jamie Anderson with her musical question, Wynonna, Why Not? And she'll be followed by Lisa Koch and Down at the Timberline.
It's a girl's night out, have mercy on me. Who is that handsome woman I see? Standing there so sure and strong, looking for love. It's a Friday night, about a 10:30. Shaking off my day and starting on my weekend. Cold winter night, hop in the car, taking me away to my favorite two-step bar. Holiday night, holiday night, flashing red and green. Christmas is a-coming and everybody's letting off steam. I got my boots
and my best blue jeans. Looking for a prince or maybe looking for a queen. Big old queen.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm a real man.
That was Jamie Anderson with Winona, Why Not, from the 1993 album Bad Hair Day, and Lisa Koch from her album called Are You Ready? You Make My Pants Pound. Now that album from 1996 has several excellent country-flavored songs that I really like, and I can't resist sharing one more with you. I asked her about the title track, You Make My Pants Pound.
You Make My Pants Pound was... Gosh, I wrote that... I had an upcoming concert in... Seattle, and I wanted a new song, and I just sat down and wrote Pants Pound for some odd reason. I don't know what the, you know, what the stimulation was. Oh, I remember. Gosh, a friend of mine, it was a woman that I dated years ago. That was one of her sayings, was she'd talk about, somebody would walk by and she'd say, oh, my pants are pounding. And I remember it always cracked me up. I thought, someday I have to work it into a song.
The night I met you, it was midnight. The drive-up window had a light. I heard your voice come through the speaker. You said, can I take your order? How about some fries? I got a tingling in my body. As I drove up to the window like a shot, and as you handed me that whopper, you touched my hand and smiled, and you said, careful now, tot.
You make my pants pound.
I must admit, this tingling in my pelvis and this throbbing in my heart.
Losing all my fluids over you.
Lisa Koch and You Make My Pants Pound. At the women's festivals in the mid-90s, one of the country band crowd pleasers was a group called Ranch Romance. They released three albums, and from their 1993 CD, Flip City, here's a bit of She Must Be Obeyed.
She doesn't mess around.
Ranch Romance was founded by Joe Miller, who wrote most of their material. She went on to a solo career and in 1995 got together with Laura Love to record an album called, simply enough, Joe Miller and Laura Love Sing Bluegrass and Old Time Music. Here's a medley I put together of three songs from that album.
There was mother and dear old dad. When I left, I left him sad. So I'm going back to that dear old shack. My love.
of me. With your wave of golden hue, you carry her with you. And you broke my heart 100,000 ways.
Another duo with that old-time feeling is made up of Robin Flower and Libby McLaren. Now, I played a song from 1979 by Robin Flower on part one of the History Show. And other than Gretchen Phillips, she'll be the only artist to appear on both shows. And that's because, well, she's been making good music for over 25 years. Some of her early material had more of a bluegrass flavor, and some is very pop. But for this show, of course, I picked one that's very country. From the album Angel of Change, here's My Darling Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
My darling doesn't live here anymore. Though your old torn shirt is hanging there behind the bedroom door. And it's hard to tell our old friends when they call you on the phone that you don't live here. My darling doesn't live here anymore.
Okay, so far I've been neglecting the male artists. Can't have that. So let's go on to one of my favorites, Mark Islam. He released his third album in 2001 called The Fine Print. And from it is That Restless Feeling.
I've got that restless feeling again. Sometimes I get like this. I don't know why, from time to time. All start moving in. I've got that restless feeling again.
One of the perks of producing a show like this is that you become friends with many of the artists, and I'm pleased to include Mark Islam among them, and also the talented artist with whom he wrote that song, Marcus Hutchison, who also sings backup on it. One of the more obscure openly gay country recordings was by an Arizona artist named Steve Lynn. He had only one release, and it was really more of a maxi single with just four tracks. But he was right on point lyrically, as he blatantly called his album, Steve Lynn Sings Gay Country. From it, here's one called Don't Be So Quick to Judge Me.
You tell me that my soul is damned, I'm on a fast track, bound for hell. You've got all the answers, and you'll be kind enough to help. Well, thank you, but no thank you, I didn't ask to be this way. But I've accepted how God made me, and I refuse to be ashamed. Don't be so quick to judge me, you know God says that's not your place. And when you feel the need to fix someone, look your mirror in the face. You may not understand me, but that's okay, 'cause I don't you. And I hope you never feel the pain that's caused by folks like you. Yes, I heard you, Mr. Preacher Man, but I think you're incorrect. I don't agree with what you said, but you still got my respect. So live your life the way you will, the way you think is best. But understand your words can kill, so give your narrow mind a rest. Don't be so quick to judge me, you know God says that's not your place. And when you feel the need to fix someone, look your mirror in the face. You may not understand me, but that's okay, 'cause I don't you. And I hope you never feel the pain that's caused by folks like you. And I hope you never never feel the pain that's caused by folks like you.
Steve Lin's song was from 1994.
Abba and Jack, don't you dare call him a fag. He's out of rope and steer, but tonight he's my sweet little dear. Yeah! He's so cute out in the field in his negligee and boots. He's so fine. The lights I pitch for brought up my behind. When winter in the sack, his stripes that saddle right across my back. And when we're in the nude, he whispers, my sweet little dude.
And that was a bit of a song called Cowboy and Drag by an artist just identified on the CD as Dale. Now, I know nothing about him except that in 2002 he sent me his CD containing just two tracks. As my internet searches didn't find a mention of him, I guess he and his Cowboy and Drag rode off into the sunset. Next up is another message song, this time from Steven Gelman. It's from his album from 2000 called Return to Summer Lake. And the song is called Just Like You.
We're not that different. We're both good at work. We both pay bills and we shop at the local grocery store. And maybe on weekends we might go to the movies or get in the car and take a ride to Baltimore. Now I don't know why you think this life I lead is strange, when everything I do, you do just about the same.
The material by New England artist Lynn Deaves is generally more folk-oriented, but from her 1998 album, Soul Food, I just love this very country, Some of My Best Friends.
Friends of mine walk down the aisle, exchange their wedding vows. I've always kept an open mind, especially here and now. Some intimate
Some of My Best Friends by Lynn Deaves. This next song always makes me smile because, frankly, it's one of my favorite openly gay country songs. But at the same time, it always makes me sad for a very different reason. The artist is David Alan Moores, and I'm sad because here's an example of a very promising career that didn't get off the ground. In 1999, Moores recorded what I consider a wonderful CD called Where I'm Free, and copies were sent out mainly to radio people. It got some very favorable response, but then he just didn't release the album. You couldn't buy it, even on the internet. It just disappeared. I was in touch with him by email for about the next 2 years, and it boiled down to money. It takes a lot of it to produce and then market an album, and the project just sort of died on the vine. So sad. I sure hope he resurfaces in the future to pick up his singing career. But until then, I'm glad I have his album, Where I'm Free, and especially his song, Someone to Kiss.
Don't want no messing, don't tell me lies. Looking for a lover who will make me sigh. Don't want no crazy, hasty rendezvous. There's just one thing I want to do with you. Pretending your love is true. Don't say you're ending all I had with you. That ain't the kind of desire I'm going through. There's just one thing I want.
Funny thing about Keep Your Blue Jeans On is I had the song put together as far as lyrics and vocal melody, but I wasn't quite sure what style I wanted to do it in. So mm-hmm. I went out to Nashville, still not sure, and I took it to those guys, and I was really pleased because they all came together and came up with an idea right on the spot, and I was so thrilled with how that came
out. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I loved it.
I don't mind you go out with your friends. What bothers me is not how it starts, but it's always how it ends. Now listen here. Mister, make your mind up. Are you in it for the fun? I said, Mister, are you in it just for fun? Kiss me, you've been kissing just about everyone. You could have my true love, and what do you need to be strong? When you go out on the loose now, honey, you better keep your blue jeans on. You better keep your blue jeans on.
David Alan Moore's and Someone to Kiss and Keep Your Blue Jeans On. And that very rare quote from him came from when he visited Jimmy Carper on his show After Hours in June of 2000. You can listen to After Hours on KPFT every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. And as Jimmy Carper likes to say, it's queer radio with attitude. And this is a good time to remind you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience.
This is Doug Stevens, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
I'm going to devote the next part of the show to covering three artists who are not known for their gay country recordings. They were on the so-called gay country circuit, traveling the U.S. and Canada, performing in clubs and rodeos. And one of the best known is Jeff Miller. He's also affectionately known as the John Deere Diva. I think he has a terrific voice, and one of his specialties is parodies of country songs. But before we get any further along, I want you to hear a little of his version of a George Strait song. You'll know it immediately. It's from a cassette tape Jeff released in 1988 called Not Really Straight.
He was so much like a man, but he was so much like a child. A devil when he held me close, an angel when he smiled. He always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew. He'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. Baby blue was the color of his eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Like a breath of spring he came and left, but I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight.
Jeff has lived in Nashville for a number of years and is one of the few openly gay country singers there, and that's not always an easy thing to be. Jeff, what's it like being an openly gay artist in Nashville?
Kind of tough, just simply from the fact that even though some label people will take you seriously, they just realize that there's like a glass ceiling, you know, that you're not going to rise above. So they're kind of wary about putting any kind of money into you. But it's a cool place to live. I mean, it's the center of the music universe. So whether you're gay or straight, it's a great place to network and connect with other people. It's just amazing the number of gay musicians I've met here, famous or otherwise.
Where did you get the name John Deere Diva?
That's from RSVP Cruises. Because for anyone that's ever appeared on a cruise ship, they're absolute, well, the older ones, which is what we were on, are just a nightmare to try to do a sound check on, because with all the metal, everything is just bouncing all over the place. And I've always been pretty picky about my sound. Actually, Ann Hampton Calloway is the one who nicknamed me that.
How would you describe one of your shows?
One of my shows? Don't bring your, don't bring mom and dad, cause you never know what's going to come out of my mouth, both from a standpoint of, what I say in between songs and the songs themselves. I've got a background in, improvisational comedy and stuff like that. So I can tend to be kind of wicked sometimes. Which is why I get so many hosting jobs doing stuff like IML. And
yes, that must serve you pretty well for that.
All the leather stuff. Yeah, it does. And then it helps me with my writing, too, because, I mean, if you've heard my parodies, they're kind of witty and...
Edgy,
yeah. I'm always wary about when I get booked for like a pride festival or something, and there's going to be kids and dogs and PC lesbians around, you know. Do they know what my music is like? Because sometimes I just have to hold back because it's a little crude for some audiences, but, you know, in a club situation or whatever, it's just the ticket.
One of Jeff's edgier parodies is called A Little on the Leather Side.
A Little on the Leather Side. That song is just a riot to do at leather events. And I'm not a leather person, but in the gay community, I've always thought that the cowboys and the leather crowd were, you know, a real close
complimentary
family tree. You know, I just I have a great time doing that song. It, you know, reminds me a little of my family experience too. You know, when I'm talking about my mom walking in and there's a queen in your king size bed. You know, that's kind of true.
Yeah, I was raised in a country redneck kind of style. My taste in music and dates drove my folks half wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was to find a wife and raise a family. But I like my men hot and I like my music loud. Yeah, I like my men just a little on the leather side. When they wear their chaps too tight and my hands are tied. Too much latex and too much lube gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side. Should have seen the look on the faces of my dad and mom the first time I decided I was gonna bring one home. I was in the bathroom shaving. Mom came in and said, "Son, there's a big old queen in your king-size bed." I said, "I know, Mama. Ain't he cool? That's the kind I dig. Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side."
Well, you can't buy that recording, at least not yet. It's only available on a demo CD that Jeff put together in 2000. And another song I especially like from that disc was Half a Man.
Half a Man is kind of cool in that one of the major studios here in Nashville, or one major labels, Arista, actually had me under a kind of like an artist development thing. They were actually giving me tour support and lots of other support on a corporate level. And they had cut that song on a brand new artist named Shannon Brown. And one of the gay heads at the label thought that that would really be fun sung by a guy, too. So they said, you know, let's have Jeff do it. And I did. And it's kind of fun hearing that by a guy.
A cute but sexy eyes, tall and dark, I know what I like. A heart of gold, brain to match, ain't gonna settle for less than that. 100% loving, baby, it's all or nothing. Half a man ain't enough.
I'm going to pause and say that sometimes when I produce these shows, I do two versions of them, one for airing on Queer Voices on KPFT, and the other for uploading to my website. While it's a bit more work, I do the second version because sometimes there's a song or two I had to cut for time reasons that I just thought people would want to hear as part of whatever feature I was doing. And the other reason is if a song would not be in compliance with FCC guidelines. This is one of those times. And Jeff Miller has a number of very interesting and very fun songs I want to share with you, but only on the internet version. You have to listen from my site, www.queermusicheritage.com. And since you are listening from the internet, let's get to those songs. Of what song that you've written are you the most proud?
Just No Lube is I think one of the better written songs that I've done, just because it's so cohesive, and it just is. Most of my songs, I strive for little snippets of gay life. They're just little things that are experiences that we go through. And that particular one, you know, it's about coming home with a really hot guy and having no lube around the house, and you're trying to substitute all these household products with disastrous results. And I think most gay guys have been there, and actually a lot of straight guys. And it never fails to just get a great reaction anytime I sing it.
Mm-hmm.
his drive. There I was, one-on-one with this gorgeous guy. Things got hot and heavy and our chemistry was high. But quickly as it started, things came roaring to a stop. Ooh, no lose. We boasted at that empty tube, I thought that he would cry. He said, I really want you up my butt, but just can't take you dry. I told him, just relax, you're tired enough here as it is. It's nothing that a little creativity can't fix. Ooh, no lube. Some Crisco, gave it a try. Cornell dripping down his thigh. Nice and slippery, here we go. Right away the condom broke. Another condom, try again. Same result with spray on Pam. Nothing can destroy a mood like no lube. He said, hold on a minute as he searched under the bed. But dust, loose change and dildos was all he found instead. So we headed to the bathroom, got some shampoo off the shelf. But every time that boy would fart, it looked like Lawrence Welk. Ooh, no lube. Boy, I miss them good old days, just some spit and plow away. Vaseline, elbow grease, so easy then to pound a piece. Nowadays it's water-based, dental dams and playing safe. Nothing can destroy a mood. He said, hold on, don't break a sweat. There's lots of stuff we ain't tried yet. Suntan lotion smelled real neat, but melted latex instantly. Liquid soap, shaving gel, just made his butthole burn like hell. I'd had enough, and I got dressed when he came in with turtle wax. I said, hey boy, you gone too far. I draw the line at shit for cars. Next time out, be prepared, cause you ain't getting anywhere. No lube, no lube, still no lube, no lube.
But that's just kind of my style, is I try to write little snippets of gay life, and some of them are based on personal experience, like the rewrite that I did of Garth Brooks' Ain't Going Down When the Sun Till the Sun Comes Up, which is called Always Going Down When Things Come Up. It's about picking up truck drivers at rest stops, and that's based on all the firsthand recollections of one of my best friends who specializes in doing that, and that song is hilarious, but it's all true.
On the bed, trying to get the look just right. Picks one out that's always lucky, black and ripped and way too tight. Places up them jack boots, looking sleazy, is the same as daddy time. Looking fine, hunting truckers is his game. At 9 o'clock, the rest stop's empty, looking down the road, dejected. High times he's anticipating, but he just can't stand the waiting. Soon he hears that sweet, sweet sound, 18 wheels are gearing down. Man climbs down, looks around, Stevie's heart begins to pound. Headed to a well-worn path, followed by his trucker man, it's wham, bam, thank you man, trucker's on his way again. Always going down when things come up, never will deny that he is a slut. On his knees so much, sir, always callous touch. Always going down when things come up.
And I should mention that song and the next three are demos, so are not going to sound like studio recordings. Jeff, what song is your biggest crowd pleaser?
That's a tough one. It's got to be between No Lube and Something in Black, just because they're just so raucous. I mean, you can hear a pin drop when I do those songs, because people are listening to every single word I do. I mean, I've so many fun songs, but those are definitely the two most popular.
And wait till you hear Something in Black. You'll recognize it as a cover of the Lori Morgan song, Something in Red, but with a huge difference.
I'm looking for something in black, something to keep me pinned down on a rack. Big straps to hold my legs way up high, my asshole all primed up for every hot guy. A night full of ecstasy flat on my back. I'm looking for something in black. I'm looking for something in green. Army fatigues, a uniform queen. Boots fit for licking, a big beer gut too. A thick hand for slapping my ass black and blue. A cigar smoking pig to treat me real mean.
So pleased to have been able to share that one, as it's one of his most requested live songs. Before I let you hear Jeff's answer to the next question, I want to give you some background about the person involved. In early 1995, country singer Ty Herndon had a number one country hit with his song, What Mattered Most. Here's just a bit of that song.
I thought I knew the girl so well. She was sad, I couldn't tell. I missed the point, I missed the signs. So if she's gone, the fault is mine. I know, I know.
a whole lot of little things. And even though I could list them one by one, she would still be gone. Her eyes were blue, her hair was long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was "In My Life." I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes, but I paid no attention to what mattered most.
Okay, now it's June of 1995, and Herndon pulls what you might call a George Michael. He was arrested in a Fort Worth park for allegedly exposing himself to an undercover policeman. Of course, that story was ripe for a song parody. Which song's gotten you in the most trouble?
The most trouble? Oh, Lord. Oh, that's actually an easy one. God, what did I call it? It's called "What Mattered More" is what I called it, and it's a parody of Ty Herndon's "What Mattered Most," and I rewrote it as a parody about what happened to him in that park in Texas that day.
Oh, I love it! I want to hear that.
it is an absolute screamer because it's just really funny. And it's the actual truth of what happened, you know, not the glossed over version. And I wrote that and then performed it in a club in Nashville where there were a lot of music industry people there.
Uh-oh.
this was like 2 days after I wrote it. In fact, I wrote it kind of with that in mind. And they were coming up to me afterwards, you know, going, that is so hilarious. We have to have the lyrics to that. And I gave a couple of them the lyrics, and that was the hot topic on the fax machine on Music Row. The next day, it was just hilarious. I mean, nothing really bad happened. It's just a lot of people that didn't know who I was knew who I was after that.
Did you hear from him?
No, I know Ty. And, in fact, his nickname for him is Big Trouble. if he knows about the song, he has never said anything to me about it. So that's a good thing. Because, you know, I never told him I did it. And it was, you know, that's... I kind of want to leave it that way.
I would imagine he's heard.
It wouldn't surprise me, because I've been performing that one for a while, and that's always kind of fun, because for people that are in the know on the music business about what's going on behind the scenes.
I thought I knew that park so well. I drove real slow, horny as hell. I passed this hump, no shirt, great smile. Followed me to the old wood pile. I said, I bet I know you ain't into little things, but it's your lucky day. Got a big surprise for you. Said I just might have one too. I pulled it out and stroked it hard at 10 or more. I said, will this big boy do? He seemed impressed, so let me see. Now if I brought along some loot, he pulled some handcuffs from his pants. I said, how did you know I was into that? He said they're real and pulled the badge.
started crying, knew I was dead. You gotta let me go. You gotta understand. If you only knew just who I am. I said, I know, I know. You're doing our show for the police. Since I've seen your show, hell, I can save me 30 bucks. Son, you've just been fucked. I pulled it out and stroked it hard. Ten or more. I said, will this big boy do? He seemed impressed, so let me see. Now if I brought along some loot, he pulled some handcuffs from his pants. I said, how did you know? His chest was nice, his ass was tight. Next thing I know, he is reading me my rights. I can't believe this happened to me. I just went in the woods to pee. Now I'm in jail, my cellmate's cute. Oh my God, what will I do?
Okay, let's get back to the main interview. When I was talking to Jeff, I realized that this was a unique opportunity to ask about some of the other acts on the gay country circuit, because their history has not really been captured. And one of the ones that I can remember seeing was Dina Kay, and I'll let Jeff tell you who she is.
Dina is one of the first national acts on the gay country music scene as a woman artist. And actually, she is the only national touring act we ever had that was female. Just a little bundle of dynamite and a marketing bonanza. She sold so much stuff after her shows.
Well, I'm glad you can tell us about her, because I really wanted her to be part of this story.
She should be. You know, some of the stories and stuff that I've seen on gay country music history have not included her. She's one of the biggest trailblazers and definitely one of the most successful artists that we ever had. It was a riot when we would play double bills because we often would sing duets together. And Dina, if you've ever met her, is about 5'1", if even that, and I'm 6'6". So the two of us on stage together were quite a sight. But we sounded really good together, and I just love singing with her.
Her recordings are very rare, and I didn't own any, so I was pleased Jeff was able to loan me one of her cassettes. It's called He's Fine, and was from around 1991. Cover versions were very popular on the country circuit, so here's a quick medley of four from that release.
I've got a story to tell, would you mind listening? I could always count on you as such good friends. And I need to talk about my situation. And you're the only one who'll understand. Now someone's got designs on my baby. She's making her intentions very plain. We both know this old gal that I'm talking about. But I don't want to mention any name. There goes my heart again. Here comes the hurt back in. You think I'd learned by now to let you go. With just one look from you, my heart starts beating blue. Just when it's on the mend, there goes.
knows my heart again. Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that? There's a dance we do in Oklahoma, a dance like you've never seen. Sit back and we're gonna show ya how to do that Oklahoma swing.
You mentioned that you and Dina Kay were some of the earlier people touring. Who else was on the gay country circuit?
The earliest ones were Rod Henry, who was a Texas guy, who was touring around the same time Dina first got started. And actually, I think he had a lot to do with her getting started. And it was always hilarious because every time I would see him play, he had like this 10 by 20 foot Texas flag that was the backdrop of his show. So, and he was just skinny as a little rail. But he put on a good show. And then Dina, of course, inspired me and got me out there on the road. And then a couple guys by the name of Sid Spencer and Freddie Birch were also doing quite a bit. I mean, all of us worked not only the U.S., but we were touring Canada pretty regularly.
What do you think is your contribution to our music history?
Just being out there and having a good time at what I did. I think I wrote some good music, and people always had a great time at my shows, and I think that's my job, is to entertain people and leave them smiling and leave them laughing and wanting me to come back. And I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that have come up to me after a show and said, you know, I had no idea this kind of music was even out there, or that there were people like you even doing what you were doing, and thank you for coming to our city. Because, you know, some of the places I played were just tiny little clubs, like up in Butte, Montana. I mean, tiny little club, you know, a very redneck town, and, you know, great response. I mean, people were driving in from 60 miles to see the show. And that just blows me away when I hear comments like that. And, you know, I'll pour my heart out on stage if I do anyhow, but, you know, even more so in situations like that when I know how difficult it is, you know, to be gay in places, especially like that.
Before we leave Jeff Miller, I want to share with you one more of his songs. He does a very fun version of I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart. That is the song that I would really love to do if I ever get a chance to sing on the Opry. I've actually appeared on the Grand Ole Opry as a dancer, but not as a singer. And it's always been my great dream to do I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart on the Grand Ole Opry. It's just such a jumpy, peppy song. It was Patsy Montana's big hit and the very first million-selling hit ever for a female artist. And it's just so fun to hear a guy do that, especially with the yodeling, which I just love to do.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to ride on the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I want to hear them coyotes howling where the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart, the life I love the best. Adio, let it be. City lights go at a cow hang.
You've been listening to the internet version of the show, which is split into two sound files. Please continue listening by clicking on the second file.